AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Charleston, South Carolina police say they are searching for 21-year-old Dylan Roof in the shooting deaths of six women and three men during a prayer service inside the downtown Emmanuel AME Church last night. Police say the young white man joined a prayer meeting at the church and then opened fire in what they say was a hate crime. Police Chief Greg Mullen says his department and a host of others are determined to capture that young man.
We have a unified command that has been set up that is comprised of the Charleston Police Department, Charleston County Sheriff's Office, State Law Enforcement Division, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and other federal agencies that are working with us.
A Justice Department spokesman says federal officials have also opened a hate crime investigation into the massacre. What's left of Tropical Storm Bill is moving northward out of Texas. Rain and flooding forcing the closure of several Oklahoma highways and contributing to the disappearance of a young boy swept away by a fast-moving creek. State Highway Patrol Lieutenant Jay Clary says a rock slide caused by all that rain has closed I-35 near Ardmore.
We will have the interstate shut down at this location for an undetermined amount of time at this point.
Ardmore is also where that two-year-old boy was swept away by a flooded creek after nearly a foot of rain fell in the area yesterday. At the Vatican, Pope Francis issues his encyclical on climate change. In that letter, Francis calls for a cultural revolution to correct a global economic system built on the rich exploiting the poor, which is turning the earth into an immense pile of filth. Climate scientist John Schnellhuber says Francis delivers a strong message.
Only, I guess, if faith and reason work together, hand in hand, we can overcome this crisis.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 180. This is AP Radio News. The Supreme Court upholds the state of Texas' refusal to issue a license plate bearing the Confederate battle flag. The court ruling that since the state actually owns the plates, they're not the same as bumper stickers and are not protected free speech. New York Times, CNN report a former top TV anchor won't be back in the anchor chair. Ross Simpson has details.
Brian Williams won't return as NBC Nightly News anchor at the conclusion of his suspension for misrepresenting his role in a major news story and following an investigation into other alleged misstatements. Williams and NBC have been discussing an undefined role for him at the network. Lester Holt has subbed for him on NBC's Evening News and is the odds-on favorite to be his permanent replacement. I'm Ross Simpson.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.